In the sports light tonight, it's a pleasure to present one of the all-time greats of baseball, ladies and gentlemen. In person, now one of the coaches of the Cleveland Indians, and certainly one of the greatest backstops the game has ever known, Muddy Ruel. Muddy, nice to see you.
Well, I'm awfully nice to be here, and to have such an introduction as that, I don't know, I've been hearing so much about Houston. Are you people going in for superlatives down here now?
Well, superlatives.
With this all-time great stuff, you know, that's going pretty high.
I don't know, Muddy, you caught some of the greatest in the game, didn't you?
Well, I think I was fortunate in being the battery mate of the greatest in the game. Of course, there's been much controversy about that, and so many of us have our favorites and all. And perhaps I'm a little biased in opinion in the matter of having been with him when he rose to his greatest heights in the World Series and all of that.
You're speaking of the big train.
Yes.
Walter Johnson.
Well, I thought you knew that.
Yes, sirree. Who else, huh?
Who else?
Well, Muddy, you were around with the White Sox a long time, and now, of course, you're situated with Lou Boudreau and the Cleveland Indians. Is coaching just about the same, regardless of what club you're with?
Well, I don't think it's the same. I think it requires something in a manager to allow a coach to do things for the ball club.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to say that in a critical manner to other managers, but I think in the form of an organization, a baseball team is somewhat similar to a organization, almost any organization,
mm-hmm.
in which you have certain definite responsibilities given to various people. It's a game in which perhaps no one man can do it all, although perhaps that's entering into a criticism. Some managers
mm-hmm.
perhaps think that they can do it all, and at times, and for a time, they do it all. But logically, I think that it's reasonable to assume that two or three or four men on a ball club, all having definite responsibilities, can knit a team together
mm-hmm.
a little more solidly, perhaps, than just one directive throughout.
Now, you have quite a bit to do with handling the pitchers, do you not?
Yes, pitchers and catchers.
Mm-hmm.
Lou has delegated authority to Simmons and Melillo and myself, Harder, but we have formed a sort of an understanding in which we all help each other.
It's an organization in the true sense of the word, in other words.
I think a very fine organization in which everyone seems willing to give what they have, even though the other fellow gets the credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Muddy,
nice situation.
I should say so. Muddy, I sincerely hope that the club goes well this year. How does it look to you?
Well, of course, it's only a potentially good ball club at the present time. Lou has had a terrific number of problems this year that other managers might say, I wish I had those problems,
mm-hmm.
because we do have three or four men who might play in three or four different positions.